Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Rebecca, I've had a couple of problems with getting my issues in the DeLorean build. A while back, I had not received issues 23 through 26. And so I called, and they said they were just going to send another one out. And then I got it and just assumed that it was one that they sent out, and I was missing a part for it. And then I called back and found out actually that that was not the one they sent out, that I actually just got the first one that was sent out late, if that makes sense.
Can I pull up your account so I can try to
sure,
make sense
I'm
of
sorry.
It?
I'm
What's
sorry.
The
I'm
last name?
Talking away. It's Weddle, Weddle.
Thank you. And what's your zip code?
38866.
Thanks. Just a moment. And then can you verify the first name and the full shipping address?
John. And it's 133 Cortland Drive, Saitoma, Mississippi, 38866.
Okay, give me just a moment. So is it Unit 25C that you're waiting for the reship on?
Well, I eventually got, I think, the original that was original one that was shipped out. It was just like 2 or 3 weeks late.
Right.
And then what I was missing a part in issue 25. So they
issue
said 25. They would just, yeah.
Okay, the reason I ask is that I do see that they've submitted the reship request, and I don't know if any agents have told you about what's going on right now, but they're moving distribution from Pennsylvania to Indiana to a much larger facility and then switching over to DHL. So they are currently in the process of moving all the DeLorean, Ghostbusters, like all the major build stock over to that Indiana distribution center. So once it gets there, they're going to have to take inventory of everything, and then they'll start shipping on these again.
Okay, because I did get issue 31 through 34.
Yes. Does it have the new distribution center return address on it?
I'm not sure. I still have the box, but I don't have the four issues previous to that.
Previous to that. Okay, give me just a moment. So you received what we sent out on the 16th of March, the 31 through 34.
I think that's right. Let me check. Yeah, 31 through 34, I have. I don't have the four issues.
27 through 30.
Yeah.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Sorry, the letter is freezing.
Give me just a second. My program bit the dust. That was WE, and the zip code is 38866. I just want to be able to pull it back up quickly after I get this program restarted. All right. Yeah. Definitely apologize. The program is secure, but it's old. It's got its.
That's okay.
It's got its drawbacks. And still waiting for that to load. Y'all getting any of this weather we're getting?
Yeah, it's pretty rough here as far as rain and lightning and
right. It's like
wind's not too bad.
In like a lion, right? Out like a lamb? No, it's just been
out
like a lion the whole time.
Yeah.
3, 8, 6, 6. I'm in Montgomery, Alabama, so they keep threatening bad weather.
Yeah.
It just goes around us, really. Like, it might get a little bad, and, you know, if it's a little bad in the city, that it's really bad in the outlying areas. But
the heat
here just breaks it all up.
My son and daughter-in-law live in Prattville. This is just
I used to live in Millbrook.
My daughter-in-law teaches at Montgomery Academy there.
Oh, that's a nice place to teach. Probably the best school in Montgomery, I would imagine.
Is that right? She likes it.
I bet. I wish I could go there or could have gone there. I got to drive by it every day on the way to school. All right. So we need to reship issues 27 through 30. What I'm going to do is process each of these one at a time. That way, if, say, issues 27 and 28 arrive or accounted for prior to 29 and 30, those will go ahead and ship on their own.
That's fine.
It's not going to be at any additional cost to you, of course.
And the other one I need, I don't need the whole set of four on the other one. I just need 25 to get that part that was missing out of it.
Okay, so let me process this all again, because they processed that all as one reship as well. So
if any
of these other ones are missing, it's not going to ship.
I'll probably have about four boxes arrive on my doorstep one day. And
with one issue each.
All that stuff in there.
Yeah, it's just to make sure that one issue or magazine doesn't hold up the whole thing. 22 suspend, pending reship. Thank you. Yeah, they did them all at once, so just a moment.
So DHL is probably going to be a little bit more...
You know, the U.S. Postal Service used to be so reliable, and now they're just not anymore. It's a nightmare. Like, I'm an artist, and I mail art across the country, and I used to use the U.S. Postal Service, and I waited months to mail my last set out because I'm like, I just don't trust it, you guys. So I finally just broke down and got UPS to mail it.
And the tracking is non-existent.
Right, and this is art, so it's not like I can reproduce it and send another one. So I will process these three ships for issues 25 and then 27, 28, 29, and 30. That's a total of five separate reships. And again, let me check the ETA sheet. I don't know. We're waiting for an updated one because we're waiting for them to take this inventory at the new warehouse. But once they get everything set up, it's going to smooth things out a lot better. With COVID and the smaller location in Pennsylvania, we were not able to process orders in a timely fashion for a while.
I do still have the box that just came. It is DHL.
Awesome.
So
but yeah, we shipped that on the 16th, and it's you have it. So
yeah,
that's a lot better than it's been going.
Yeah, I think I got it the 23rd, the 22nd, or the 23rd. So
right, and this one in February would have shipped out of the old warehouse using the old carrier. So
okay. Well, that explains it. Well, look,
fingers crossed
that it
all smooths out. Yes, sir. All right. And so, again, that's 25 and then 27 through 30. I'll process those reshipments separately. Is there anything further before I let you go?
No, that'll do it.
All right. So, you take care, and thanks for speaking with me.
Okay.
Come on.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye.